Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. One of our greatest fears is, can we actually do this? Can we do it well? Are we going to screw up our kids? Are we going to mess up our family? And how do we get through this with the least amount of mistakes? You know, my desire always is that when my kids leave my house, that I will have as few regrets as possible. And I will have regrets. I mean, all of us are sinful people. So there's always going to be things that we're going to be like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I wish I wouldn't have said that. I wish we would have made a different decision. But if we have people to go before us who can help us navigate these sometimes really muddy waters, then that's what I want. I need the wisdom from people like you who have gone before us. And you're just a little ahead of us, more ahead of us with your kids. Your kids, you have some who are a little older than my oldest, but because you've been doing this for so long. So share with us what the Lord has taught you over your 30 plus years of being in the homeschool world. And maybe, I guess we'll start however you want, but do we want to talk about avoiding some of the mistakes that we sometimes make, and then we can talk about recovering from them once we've made them?
Well, I think the first one that I'll start with is one that probably any veteran homeschooler will recognize. But if you're brand new to homeschooling, it's not necessarily self-evident. And the first mistake is assuming that homeschooling is synonymous with schooling at home.
Right.
And I know that sounds like I'm playing semantics games, but literally the mentality that people bring to homeschooling often is they take their experience, which is fair enough, about what education is supposed to look like, which was largely them sitting in a brick and mortar school for 12 years at a desk in a classroom looking at a chalkboard, and they try to bring that home and replicate that model within the home. And that's counterproductive.
Yeah.
That is really not what we want to be going for in homeschooling. Homeschooling is not, you know, picking up your child's desk, carrying it down the street, plunking it on your kitchen floor and saying, okay, now we're going to just do everything that the public school does at home. And I know families, I remember it especially in the 1980s because homeschooling was so new and like nobody had done it, you know, right. And there was nobody to kind of go ahead of you and teach you or mentor you. You were figuring it out on your own. So almost all homeschooling families that I knew did this. I mean, they would literally have school desks in the house with a chalkboard and an American flag and Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And you'd have to raise your hand, ask a question, and you have to get permission to go use the restroom and, you know, recess. And I mean, it was like ridiculous. And eventually parents figured out that, oh, this is not the best way to homeschool. And so I would say that that's really one of the first mistakes. And you know, my perspective, I have a little bit of a radical perspective on some things because I was homeschooled. I didn't grow up in an institutional government school, so I don't have so many things to unlearn. So some things seem really obvious to me. But just on that point about avoiding the mistake of trying to replicate the public school in your home, if you say, well, how do I recover from that? Or how do I, you know, avoid that? My best advice to you would be to say, think about pretty much everything that the government school does and how they do it and why they do it, and then do the complete opposite of all of that.
Yeah.
And that's going to give you the best chance of being successful as a homeschooler.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough thing because I still, you know, I did grow up in school. I went to a Christian school most of my life and I had a good experience. But of course, I came into homeschooling with that same idea that, you know, I don't think we had desks ever, but, you know, I had my whiteboard, which we still have a whiteboard. I love having my whiteboard. And there are benefits to some of that. But I definitely came into it with, okay, Brooklyn, here's your worksheet. Fill out all the blanks. And then we'll do the next worksheet. And we did the Pledge of Allegiance. We did all that. And not that any of that stuff is wrong. You know, we're not shaming any families who do that. For some people, that works great. But it's the pressure that is put on moms feeling like they have to, like you said, replicate what the classroom looks like. And then you have to be a mom on top of all of that. And you have to deal with life. And that's where it's like, that's just insanity. You can't possibly do that. And then moms feel like they're inadequate and they're not doing it right. They're doing it all wrong because it doesn't look like what it looked like for most of us growing up, except for Israel, who never sat in a classroom.
Right. I think part of that too is just even the definition of what we mean by homeschooling. Uh-huh. So again, I think most people, when they homeschool and they use that term, what they think of is we're doing academics at home, right, rather than learning academics at school. We're learning academics at home. That's not how I think about homeschooling at all. My paradigm is completely, totally different than that. So my definition of homeschooling is that homeschooling is parenting and relationship, and that we use academics as one of the tools in the parenting toolbox to prepare our child for life.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.